man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon. And I'm James Kelso. The show is live from North Dakota. And that's where I am. The fabulous and founder of Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller, are down in Austin, Texas, due south of here, and a lot warmer than here, but about the same degree of flatness. We're going to have a special show tonight because, well, this has been a special day in American history. The last few shows, I have described things that I said couldn't be topped. Donald Trump surpassing himself. New highs in American history, new things that none of us have ever seen, maybe even hoped for in our lifetimes. Well, guess what, folks? Another such day today. Can you believe it? Things happened today that we have never seen in our lives. Here we go. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443, that's 800-313-9443. I'm flying solo tonight. Where to begin? Well, the most beautiful thing of all, I'm looking at it on several screens in front of me right now. The greatest political triumph in American history. I mean, the superlatives have to keep coming. But I can't imagine a greater political victory then the scene I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the steps of the White House, at the entrance of the White House, the south entrance. And I don't know if there's a single congressman or senator of the Republican Party who's not in the picture. If there is, that man or woman is a fool. They're all there. They are all smiling so big that it hurts. They're laughing. The jokes are coming. They are the happiest group of Republicans, politicians you'll ever see. Because what they're celebrating is what they get up to the microphone, one after another, praising President Trump for this greatest political victory. One of them called it the middle class miracle? Was it Mike Pence who called it the middle class miracle? Let me find my paperwork here. What do we do with it? Here it is, over here. Yeah, it was Mike Pence who called it the middle class miracle. But they all just get up. Every single one of them basically wants to speak. And Donald Trump calls upon, as the MC calls upon a whole bunch of them. They say things like this. Listen to this. This is Senator Orrin Hatch. Here we go. Let's see Donald Trump introducing him.
Fantastic job as chairman. Orrin, say a few words, please.
Senator from Utah.
Mr. President, I have to say that you're living up to everything I thought you would. You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you, couldn't have passed without the Alaskan delegation, couldn't have passed without the leadership in the House and the Senate, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and the other leaders as well. All I can say is that we're making headway. This is just the beginning. You often think about it, this president hasn't even been in office for a year. And look at all the things that he's been able to get done.
Folks, come on, you got to have tears in your eyes. This is a miracle, folks, what you just heard right there. Only weeks ago, there was friction between Orrin Hatch and Donald Trump. There was friction between Donald Trump and a whole bunch of these people. Donald Trump has won them over. I mean, what's the best victory? What's the greatest conceivable victory? Is not that you go head-to-head in a fistfight battle with hundreds of congressmen and senators. No, the greatest victory of all is you win them over. You bowl them over with your leadership. These people are now, of course, I understand the you know, the fake Republicans, as Jerry Falwell Jr. so aptly describes them, will probably continue to be fake Republicans. But the point is, politically, they're now going to vote with Donald Trump. They now realize that if they want to stay in Congress, this is their man. This is their leader. They're intimidated. They're bowled over. And they're all real happy here because what they just delivered, as Orrin Hatch, let's listen to Orrin Hatch say it again. These words, I mean, this is no small change coming from the lips of Orrin Hatch. There is no greater, let's say, veteran of the Senate than Senator Orrin Hatch. He's been there forever.
Everything I thought you would. You're one heck of a leader. And we're all benefiting from it.
There you go. You're one heck of a leader. Folks, with that phrase, Orrin Hatch changed history. And the rest of them get up. People who were locked horn to horn with Donald Trump in recent months can't say enough good things about him. Everybody, even Lindsey Graham, that snake, is back in that crowd smiling from ear to ear. We'll play a few excerpts from some of these folks, but that victory, that happened today. And your life got better, folks. You are going to save a lot of money in your taxes starting in February. The tax bill, I mean, let us just sing the praises for a few seconds. Obamacare, gone. Because when they got rid of the mandatory insurance feature, which is the principal funding mechanism of Obamacare, take away the money, Obamacare's gone. It's repealed. The trillions of dollars of American money that have been sitting overseas for years and years, trillions of dollars sitting in places like the Cayman Islands. What the heck is it doing there? That money, and all over the world, and some of it sitting in nations like China. Trillions of your dollars. It's being repatriated by this bill. Donald Trump had the genius to realize, get that money the hell back into our country. And he had the business genius to realize how you do it. You reward people for bringing it back in. You don't punish them with crippling 35% tax rates. Who's going to bring $1 trillion back if you have to pay $350 billion in taxes just to bring it here? So he has special provisions in this tax cut that allow that money to come, essentially to come back into the country for free. And it's going to come back, trillions of dollars. President Trump announced that AT&T announced today over 200,000 employees will get $1,000 Christmas bonuses because of this bill. And there are many other companies that are going to do the same thing. I hope your company does the same thing. That was today. Okay, another incredible victory today. I'm going to start calling him Andy McCabe. Let's not call him Andrew. I like Andy because in that text message between Strzok and his girlfriend, his mistress, he's referred to as Andy's office. They met in Andy's office to work on their plan to destroy President Trump. And Andy McCabe, let's call him Andy, was being grilled today. Somebody called me and said he was in there for 8 hours being pounded, apparently, by angry congressmen who are going to rip him apart. And it sounds like Andy McCabe is singing, I'm guessing now, but if you're in a hearing for 8 hours, he's probably singing like a canary because he can feel jail coming for himself, for his wife. So these people, the rats, are going to compete with each other who can get off the ship quickest. They're running down the ropes right now to get off the ship. It's sinking. So that happened today, and that's just all too beautiful. Andy McCabe, we love you, Andy. He's going to open up so many cans of worms. He's going to rat out so many people. So those are the two most beautiful things that happened just today. Let's see. If you want to get in on the Christmas celebration here, and by the way, Donald Trump made that point in this as he stood at the podium here as like a master of ceremonies. And he was having so much fun introducing people, joking. The congressmen and senators were joking, doubled over in laughter. He made the point, hey, it's okay to say Merry Christmas, isn't it? Merry Christmas, everybody. And everybody's laughing. It was a great, funny moment where a black senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, came up. And he said fabulous things about Donald Trump. And this is Lindsey Graham's fellow senator from South Carolina. He's he's in his first term. Yeah, he's in his first term as a U.S. senator. Tim Scott, pretty young guy. And 52. And he had a great line. You know, it's just standard line for speakers, but everybody just doubled over laughing. He said, well, the president tells me I only have 45 more minutes. anyway, really, you know, more like 45 seconds, but that was a great line. And then Donald Trump dropped his speech notes on the ground, and Tim Scott sprang down to grab them. And then Trump got a great laugh line on that. He says, okay, you go ahead and pick them up. You're younger than I am. Oh, they were having so much fun. And folks, what this means is your government just fundamentally changed today. If you've got to do yourself a favor, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. Watch the visual of Donald Trump. Don't go with the network news crap and, you know, they give you 2 seconds or no picture at all. Watch. There are hundreds of them all across the front of the White House, all up the steps. They're packed in like sardines, everybody wanting to get in the picture and everybody wanting to speak. They're all saying warm and glowing things about each other. No criticism at all. It's love, folks. It's a love fest. It's a love-in at the White House. This now, Donald Trump and Orrin Hatch makes the point. He said, this man has only been our president for 11 months. This is fast action. You now have a mobilized a majority in the House and the Senate that is going to rewrite history. And people that he was at odds with, like Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, had glowing things to say. Susan Collins, all sorts of people, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan. It was all too beautiful. And then, of course, the people that have been in the trenches with Donald Trump, of course, they had beautiful things to say about our leader as well. Let me just take a look on the board here. I'm getting carried away. Let me just see if any of you are calling in. George in Texas is there. George, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yeah, you know, about the tax cuts today. I'm just laughing my hind end off seeing how Pelosi and Schumer and Sanders melted down. And everybody's just probably came to the conclusion, when the Democrats say you're taxing giving tax cuts to the rich, actually it means somebody who's working minimum wage job and not depending on the government for a handout.
Well, George, now let me...
The Democrats. Yeah.
George, thank you for mentioning these demo rats. They have made a colossal, talk about political breakthrough day. They are utter fools, folks, because how many Democrats in the House and the Senate voted for the largest tax cut in American history? How many Democrats had the brains to vote for such a popular thing? All right, make that zero sign with your thumb and forefinger, folks. Zero. Not one of these demo rats had the brains to vote for this bill. And one of the things that we see from that is that they are all so politically correct that not one of them had the guts to break away from their political correctness regime, terrorism. So here, folks, here's what's going to happen. This bill is going to be so popular. The prosperity, the stock market's going to soar. Jobs are going to soar. And the Democrats are not going to be able to, not one of them is going to be able to take one iota of credit. They every one of them cast themselves as the bad guys. That being against this tax cut is like being against motherhood and babies. How stupid can you get? You're watching, folks, the self-immolation of the Democratic Party. George, go ahead.
Well, I got a prediction. It's in my gut. You know, the thing is, you may not agree with it, but here's the thing is, the December surprise is, I think it's going to happen, that there's going to be a lot of voter fraud uncovered in Alabama. I think Roy Moore is going to be seized as a senator.
That would be like wonderful. That would be wonderful, but let me tell you how good it is, George. I got to get my All Too Beautiful song up here. The listeners to the show suggested three songs for me today. One is It's All Too Beautiful with the Small Faces in 67. Another one was that Elton John song, Rocket Man, the Elton John song, because Donald Trump has really handled Little Rocket Man in North Korea. And the Democrats, it's so bad right now, George, for the Democrats. I think some of them are actually probably hoping. Their only hope left is Little Rocket Man. If Little Rocket Man can launch a nuclear war, this might help somewhat for them. I mean, it sounds sick, but these are sick people. Only a nuclear war could distract the American people from the stunning clobbering that the Democrats just got. And then a third song somebody suggested was, it'll come to me in just a moment. Let me play a little more of this audio for you, George. Let me just go here. Let me see where I marked it, the timing. I've never seen such a thing. The Republican Party has never stood together like this. The good, the bad, and the ugly, all of them, they're there. But they're actually working as a team. And that's, you know, the greatest military commander is not the one who, you know, beats up on the worst troops in his unit. He gets the best out of everybody, including the worst. Let's go to the beginning of this. Let's hear Donald Trump start it all out. Let me find it. Here we go. Get close to the beginning. Here he is. Donald Trump, master of ceremonies in front of a united Republican Party.
Hasn't been done because we broke every record. It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country, and reform, but tax cut. Really something special. And I noticed this just came out 2 minutes ago. They handed it to me. AT&T plans to increase U.S. capital spending $1 billion and provide $1,000 special bonus to more than 200,000 U.S. employees, and that's because of what we did. So that's pretty good.
We'll be right back. Did you hear him cheering, folks? These people cheering. What a deal. It sounded like a Trump rally. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Hey, clear blue sky in Washington, D.C. today. And listen to this. This is towards the end. These are the whole Republican Party, all of them, all the senators, all the congressmen. Here they are. This is 30 minutes into it. The whole thing is 33 minutes long. If you can watch it, watch it. It'll show it to your children. It's unbelievable, folks. It is a love-in. It is Woodstock for the Republican Party. Listen to what Congressman Kevin McCarthy has to say. Donald Trump, acting as the MC, like the movie star that he is, introducing all of these people who are loving him. I'll tell you what, the smiles are so big, it looks like a toothpaste commercial. Everybody is showing every tooth they have. Here he is, Kevin McCarthy coming up, Donald Trump introducing him. Listen to this.
Kevin McCarthy.
Listen to the cheers.
To the President and Vice President, during that campaign, you listened to voices no one else was listening to. You listened to those that were trying to get a pay raise, or that parent that was fighting for their children, or to that person who always dreamed of being an entrepreneur, creating a small business like you did, Mr. President. And you know what? For all those people, you heard them. We would not be standing here today if it wasn't for you. Doesn't matter if you were overseas fighting for America. So many people back here got your phone call fighting for tax reform. This is a big day for America. This is America's comeback.
Now, folks, you could hear a pin drop as Representative Kevin McCarthy was speaking. These people hushed silence. They're even slow to applaud. It's such a reverential tone. And this is Kevin McCarthy ending, or one of the last people to speak. And Donald Trump joked, maybe we can get all of you up here. They all wanted to speak.
Come February, check your check. Because that will be the pay raise of the vote for Donald Trump. That will be the beginning of the next century, America's century. Thank you and God bless.
He's almost crying. Oh.
So I just want to conclude by saying this will indeed be a very big day when people look back at our country. It's a whole different attitude, a whole different way. And I really want to end by looking back and thanking all of those people standing behind me that worked for years. This was the culmination of a few months' work, but they've been working on getting this done, whether it's Mitch or Paul or Kevin or Oren. They have been working on this for years, years and years. And I just want to turn around and I want to thank them all. They are very, very special people. Thank you very much, everybody.
Donald Trump turns around, he's applauding them. Oh, my God. Oh, folks. Let's see. George, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I am.
This is, George, this is, you know, there's other great news to announce here, but this is so momentous. It's just, the Democrats, folks, have just been blown out the door. The stupidity of these people, they are not going to be listened to. Nobody is going to listen to these idiots. I mean, not anybody who's, you know, a real American is going to listen to these people again. And Donald Trump just consolidated the Republican Party as the patriotic party. He healed the wounds and the discord within the party. It's just the greatest political triumph. Nothing ever in our lifetimes, folks. Ronald Reagan, who came the closest, never touched what Donald Trump did today. Go ahead, George.
Well, I gotta make one more suggestion to the president. I'm sitting there writing about it on my website. I'm not quite finished with it yet, but you know, hearing how the UN's giving flack about United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I'm not going to get into it, get into any theological or like policy or not like that. But here's the thing: is what United States recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It's agreement between two sovereign nations. And the UN was sitting there, crying boo-hoo about it. Well, the president's next move is, I'm glad he pulled out of UNESCO and he pulled out of the migrant pact. But the next step he ought to do is withdraw this country's signature for the United Nations Small Arms Treaty.
Okay, good idea. We got a break here coming up, folks. A chance for you to get another phone call in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on this glorious day.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
It is all too beautiful. Oh, I should have lined that music up. But anyway, play some music maybe tomorrow or something. This is Donald Trump introducing U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a black man. Listen to this, just the scope, the sweep of the Trump triumph here. I'm not going to have time to play it, but you're going to hear, is it possible? Mitch McConnell saying glowing things about Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, glowing things, all of them. Listen to Tim Scott. And listen to how Donald Trump, he's a true leader, folks. He is leading our country in the right direction. It actually is happening. Here's Tim Scott. Listen to this.
A friend of mine, a very, very special man, Tim Scott. Tim, I'd like you to say a few words. He came in and he would solve some problems that we weren't looking too good a couple of times. And Tim was really, really a tremendous help. Thank you, Tim.
Everybody's smiling and laughing. Unbelievable.
Well, Mr. President, during one of those conversations that we had, we talked about ways to improve distressed communities throughout this country. 52 million Americans living in distressed communities, and we talked about legislation that can move those communities forward. And you said yes. And as a part of this tax reform package, the Investing in Opportunity Act has been included, which will bring trillions of dollars into poor communities because of your willingness to listen. The president said I only have about 45 more minutes, so I'm going to get to my... He didn't say that. Okay, got it.
And do you hear what Jim Scott said? Your willingness to listen. And, you know, when on this show, when I was, you know, first starting to understand what a great man in history Donald Trump was, reading the biographies, watching the interviews, to see, is this guy for real? Is Donald Trump the real deal? Well, I concluded right away, he is the real deal. One of the things that convinced me is that everybody who was writing biography about him or telling their stories of working for him, they said, all of them, Donald Trump listens. He listens. And when you're in his office, he's silent. The office is silent. There isn't music or chitter-chatter going on. It's silent. And what you have to say, he listens to intently. And that's what Senator Tim Scott just said. And he thanked the president. And then in the bigger picture, folks, not running his $10 billion incredible successful business that he achieved in spite of all these obstacles in our tax code and all this, many more people will be able to achieve such success under the new rules that Donald Trump has instituted. But now Donald Trump is listening to all of us, to all patriots in America. And over and over again, these speakers repeated that. They thank him for listening. Let me just, you know what I'm going to do here. Let me just look at my notes and see if there's another segment of this. It's all beautiful. This is how good it is. I'm going to drop the bouncing ball just in the middle somewhere here and play whatever's here. That's how good it is. I'll go to 22 minutes into this. Let's see what somebody has to say. I think this is Lisa Murkowski, who's been his political enemy for months.
To those who live there, to those who raise their families there, and to those who are looking to live for generations, know that our promise to you today is a bright future. One where we care for our environment, where we care for our people, and we also care for our country in providing a resource that is needed not only by the United States, by Alaskans, but by our friends and allies.
Now, what she's talking about is ANWR, the Alaska Reserve, that ever since Ronald Reagan, people have been trying to open up Alaska to what? It's an energy paradise. To oil exploration, and no one's been able to do it. Reagan couldn't do it. Neither of the Bushes could do it. Donald Trump did it inside of this tax bill as just one of the features. Folks, do you know how many trillions of dollars of wealth were just opened up to you and to your descendants by Donald Trump by opening up ANWR to oil exploration, making America not an oil importing nation. We will be an oil and energy exporting nation. I think Donald Trump said we will have energy. What was his phrase? Dominance or energy supremacy? I mean, he came up with a new word. Here she is. This is Lisa Murkowski, until a few days ago, his political foe.
This, Mr. President, is what energy dominance is all about.
There it is.
So yeah. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And she's smiling from ear to ear. Donald Trump's giving her a little hug. And that's the way it went today on the steps of the White House. Your leader really leading. Here, let me drop it. I'll drop the bouncing ball in just some. Let's go to 27 minutes in. Let's see who comes up. You can't lose. This is like a buffet from heaven.
Thank
wait, let's see who this is, because now I don't recognize this. Let's just see here. And by the way, Donald Trump is introducing us to our own government. It's been such a sad story. Not many of us wanted to even bother familiarizing ourselves with these clowns. But Donald Trump is making men out of some of them. Here it is. And women.
Paul Ryan just said, how good was that?
Oh, I got to go back and get that. Who was that? Let's go. How good was that? Oh, that's Orrin Hatch. We heard that. We heard that. Let's listen to Orrin Hatch say, finishing up. And then this next figure.
And we're going to make this the greatest presidency that we've seen, not only in generations, but maybe ever.
Oh, Orrin Hatch, the greatest presidency ever.
God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Whoa.
Paul Ryan just said, how good was that?
Oh, my God.
Another very special man, works so hard, knows it inside out and backwards, Kevin Brady.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, guys.
We're cheering him.
We're getting a little... Thank you, Mr. President. This is a historic day. It's an exciting day. And I knew I was going to be here with you to mark this momentous occasion. So I wore my Houston Astros tie because they're still the champion of the World Series. I figured today you would give me some slack on that. Look, this is a historic day in so many ways. And it didn't happen just by itself. People often ask, when did you know? When did you know tax reform could be achieved in America for the first time in 31 years? My answer is always the same. November 8th, when President Trump, you were elected President of the United States. That's when I knew it was real.
Wow. Kevin Brady in Texas.
And when you put together the great ideas on tax reform from inside and outside Congress, and I see many of you here today with us, remarkable leadership and courage from the men and women behind me in the Senate, and especially my colleagues in the House. When you put together a...
Well, okay, well, interrupt that. But you heard when did I know it would happen? On November 8th, that day that we celebrated right here, folks. This impossible thing, as John in Missouri says, we elected a real American. And we can be proud on this little show. We helped. I don't know, how many votes do you think we added to the Trump total? But we did add all the way. We never made a nick or a scratch against Donald Trump, never cost him a single vote. And we built. From shortly after the time Donald Trump came down the escalator, and of course I had a show going before he came down the escalator, and so we were building up Trump. Well, starting on the day he came down the escalator, we started building up Donald Trump. And on that show, which was the American Freedom Party Report, which is just a once-a-week show. And then we went to the 6 days-a-week program that we have now and have had for a couple of years. And we've been building... folks, Kelso might sound like an exaggerator. You know, I've said the greatest president in our history. Maybe the greatest political leader in the history of the world. You just heard Orrin Hatch say it. Orrin Hatch, who has had political differences with Donald Trump on the way in these 11 months. The state of Utah and the Latter-day Saints, there were some bumpy spots in the road there. You heard Orrin Hatch, who is the great leader of politically in Utah and respected by every member of the Latter-day Saints. You heard Orrin Hatch say, and Donald Trump said, Paul Ryan says, how good is that? Orrin Hatch say, the greatest presidency in our history. Wow. That is some kind of an endorsement. And the...
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, is that you, George?
Yeah. You know, another thing I think was one of the best things to do is, like, take away the deduction for state taxes, because I really think we should be subsidizing California, New York, and Illinois, one of the most expensive places to live, run by Democrats.
Yes.
But, you know, but I have... anyway, getting back, I know you got one more caller waiting. I'm going to let you take that call, all right? You got 15 minutes left.
Well, no, George, just give us one last idea. Try to connect it to what just happened, because I want to stay focused on this. This is so important. I don't want to go to any other topic right now. Is that okay with you? Do you? Let me ask you a question. Have you had a chance yet to see the visual of all of these men and women of the Republican Party arrayed up and down the steps of the White House? Have you had a chance to see the picture yet?
No, I haven't. But in my visual mind. As far as, like, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, yeah, they helped to get the tax cut passed. But, you know, the thing is, like, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, they're like, politically in trouble. And I think they followed the advice of Ronald Reagan. You don't try to make them see the light, but make them feel the heat. And I think a lot of these rhinos will be feeling the heat.
Yes, yes, exactly. But I want to say, like, you know, like General Patton or some tremendous leader who gets out of his troops things that the men never thought, in this case women also, never thought they were capable of, gets courage, gets heroism, gets a strong charge, and does away with cowardice, does away with fear within the army. That's what Donald Trump has done with, you know, you take the material you've got. You know, so many people in the political world, and on talk radio, this is very common. We're full of talk. All of us know better than everybody else. And I don't want to be too sweeping in that, but it's so easy if you're a talk radio host to start being a know-it-all. But we're not in the real, you know, we're talkers. Okay, Donald Trump is a doer. And so it's easy to... gainsay anything he does, every choice, every nomination. You know, he could have done it better, could have, would have, should have. And we do have a caller, John in Missouri, who's coming up here. And we're going to go, George, I want to thank you, because we're going to go to John here in just a second in Missouri. But the point is that a great leader is dealing in the real world and doesn't have the luxury of being able to just by talking make things happen. So Donald Trump has to deal with the real world, where Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House. He has to deal with Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader. And Lisa Murkowski is a senator from Alaska. And he's taken that very flawed material and shaped it up, whipped it into what was Patton's army, the Third Army? He's whipped it into an army that's unbelievable. Just average guys from the farm and so on who turn into incredible warriors. So Donald Trump has exhibited that. You see it here today in this. He has actually put his army together. And, of course, in that army, of course, are people who were great before they met Donald Trump and who are his key captains. But, man, this is something. Watch, and this has all been accomplished in the first year. Let's go to John in Missouri, the man who dubbed Donald Trump the first real American president. John, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Hey, L. Donald did it again. You know, failure's just not an option to Donald. That's how I see him.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so much genius in the things he's done. I'll give you an example of his genius. You know, I've been jumping up and down saying, you know, fire Robert Mueller, got to get rid of him and so on. Donald Trump's a smarter man than I am. He's left him in there, and the Robert Mueller persecution witch hunt is now self-destructing. If Donald Trump had fired Robert Mueller, then the Democrats would all be dancing around like witches going, ha, 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 you know, I'll get you and your little dog too, saying, you know, oh, you fired Robert Mueller just when he was about to nail you. No, Donald Trump has let Robert Mueller punch himself out, punch himself till he can't even keep his gloves up anymore, and that's it. you know, Donald, the fight's over. Go ahead.
He gave him enough rope to hang himself.
Exactly. George mentioned the decision on Jerusalem. Let me tell you the genius of that. None of these people, these hundreds of senators and congressmen, you know what? They all wanted to recognize Jerusalem as a capital. They all wanted to, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't have the leadership and the brains to do it. Donald Trump swept all these fearful people aside, made a brilliant move. They all love him for doing it. All of those senators and congressmen love him for doing it. And we'll talk about that. Let's see, we've got one more segment. So, John, stay with us and we'll close out the show. Be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, folks, we're back. We've got one more little segment, and I'm going to devote this. We got a caller that just came in, Constance in Arizona. Constance, I'm going to give you a rain check right now. because I don't think we'll be able to get you. Hang on, maybe we will. I want to play this little segment, folks. Out of all these incredible endorsements of Donald Trump by senators and congressmen, I want to play a little bit more of one of the most significant, which is Senator Orrin Hatch. Listen to what he has to say here. This was a man who, well, listen to Orrin Hatch speak. This is amazing.
And the other leaders as well. All I can say is that we're making headway. This is just the beginning. You stop and think about it. This president hasn't even been in office for a year. And look at all the things that he's been able to get done by sheer will in many ways. I just hope that we all get behind him every way we can, and we'll get this country turned around in ways that will benefit the whole world. But above all, benefit our people and bring us all to a realization of how really great America really is and how the rest of the world depends on us. I love this country. I came from very humble roots. And I have to say that this is one of the great privileges of my life, to stand here on the White House lawn with the President of the United States, who I love and appreciate so much, and with these wonderful colleagues and cabinet members who stand behind us. And to see all of you and realize that you care too. All I can say is that God loves this country. We all know it. We wouldn't be where we are without him. And we love all of you. And we're going to keep fighting. And we're going to make this the greatest presidency that we've seen, not only in generations, but maybe ever. God bless all of you.
Thank you. Wow, folks.
Paul Ryan just said, how good was that?
Folks, how good was that? Orrin Hatch is all but in tears. I mean, there, you can tell when somebody really means it. Orrin Hatch, who's been in the Senate forever, has seen, been through these fights. He was truly moved and honored to be there at that microphone, as if this is a culmination of his life. He's an old man. I think he's like 86 or something. He's an old man, and this, he's crying in joy for his people, for his country. A number of the speakers were all but in tears. So it happened today, folks. Constance, are you there? Let me go to Constance just so I can get in a word. Constance, are you there?
I'll talk to you later, James.
Yeah, John, let's get Constance in. Constance, are you there?
Yes.
Constance, I apologize.
My husband owns a 30-year lease in Cook County, Alaska.
Now, Constance, can you come back tomorrow night? If you're in Alaska, come back tomorrow night and please give us enlightenment on some of this stuff.
Sir, I don't have time. My husband owns $30 trillion of oil. You don't understand what's going on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can't throw people
Constance,
off.
Constance, thank you very much. Engineer, we got to wrap up. And John, thank you for making way there. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Hey, Christmas is here, folks. The stockings are full. See you tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.